Hi, everybody. Welcome to Creed Off the Clock. I'm going to be your producer host guy, and I'm William. Yep.
I'm Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Hi, Claire.
What is this?
Hi, Claire.
Hi, I'm Emmy.
Hi, Emmy.
Hi, everyone. I'm Grace.
Hi, Grace. And this is Creed Off the Clock.
I would like to start talking.
Oh, okay.
Hey. How's it going, guys?
Hey. Episode one.
Of Creed Off the Clock.
Let's go.
Creed Off the Clock. We're here. It's happening.
We decided we were going to do this like a week ago.
Literally.
I didn't really know about the planning to this. I was just told to be here at 3:45.
So here I am. Y'all.
I know.
I'm like, hey.
I told you to remind
me. We're starting a podcast.
Yes.
And I was like, cool, that sounds fun. Let me know what it is. And then I was told to be here at 3:45 today.
Indeed. Yes.
And I was here when we came up with the idea.
Yeah. So basically this podcast is just going to be about college life here at SCAD. And then with that little spice of Catholic faith in it. Because we are Catholics here at SCAD. And that could be interesting at times.
Creed off the clock.
Yeah. Welcome to Creed Off the Clock. How did you get here? Like, what brought you to SCAD in general?
Well, I wanted to go into animation, and I thought that'd be, you know, pretty neat. I've always enjoyed, you know, artwork, drawing, obsessed with cartoons and films and movies and stuff. So I came to SCAD because they said, SCAD is cool, and so far SCAD has been pretty cool, but one of the coolest parts about, you know, this experience here is the Catholic ministry. I had no idea that there would be a Catholic ministry here at SCAD, and now then I found it. Sydney welcomed me here at the cathedral. She's behind the scenes, you can't see her, but she's awesome.
Shout out to Sydney.
So, yeah, here I am now. We're starting a podcast about me.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. My story is a little more chaotic. I was not at SCAD my freshman year. I was at FAU down in Boca.
For those who don't know.
And then I transferred about, like, 3 years ago. Mostly because of the beauty and fragrance program here. I didn't know they had it. And I was in this transition period of moving back home to Tampa from Boca at FAU and still cheerleading. And I had no clue what I wanted to do in the future. And I saw that they had a beauty and fragrance program here and they offered it online. So it was very big for the online because I was still cheering in Orlando and I was not ready to come here yet. But then I just thought I could merge both worlds of cheerleading and art and creativity. So I transferred, did that online, moved here just last quarter. So I'm still getting a little taste for like Savannah and SCAD and like the culture here. But I did a little Google search for the campus ministry Instagram after the summer, found it, showed up to the first meeting, and I've been here since.
Nice.
Yeah. Sydney got me with the free stuff. SCAD merch.
No, I didn't even see any of that.
What's the table?
Yeah, stickers. Whenever Club Fair was going, I saw, I'm like, this must be who Sydney is. I'm like,
who are these people?
I saw a priest at SCAD. I'm like, what the?
No, see, I was like, no, who's this lady?
Crossover of the century. What about you, Grace?
Grace, did you forget my name?
I thought Grace.
Come on.
And Claire. And then, anyways.
I'm offended.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
What about you, Grace?
So my story started my freshman year when I was at TCU, Texas Christian University, and in Fort Worth, and I really liked it there. It was awesome, but my health was declining at the time, and so I had to leave, and I had to go back home to St. Louis, where I'm from. And I spent a couple years there doing community college and recovering. And then
Was that a cat?
I heard that too.
It was like a meow.
I heard
Okay, so
you're in state.
I spent some time at community college. Stop laughing or I'm gonna laugh too. We'll put that in the bloopers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. You're at St. Louis, yeah.
I spent a few years in St. Louis doing community college. And I was really struggling to find my place. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do because at TCU I was studying business. But I knew I didn't really want to do that. I knew I wanted to do something with fashion. So I kind of started researching, you know, what fashion programs are there in the United States? Like, I didn't even know because I didn't want to go to New York City because I'm not a huge big city girl. And I didn't want to go as far as, you know, California out to LA. So I wasn't really sure exactly where I could go. And then SCAD kind of came up in my searches. So I went to a SCAD day and that was what sold me and going to SCAD. We got to tour all the buildings and it was just awesome. I got to tour with my parents. They got to see what I wanted to do and they were super excited for me. So that was the day we put down my deposit. And so then once I got here, I moved here actually from St. Louis with my parents. I live with my parents. And we were just kind of wondering, you know, is there a campus ministry? You know, like what would that look like? Is it going to just be Christian or is it there going to be a Catholic ministry? Stuff like that. Because at TCU, I struggled to find any Catholic people. It was mostly just Christians. And so I was really looking for that Catholic element. And I did a search on Facebook or on Google and it brought up the Facebook page for SCAD Creed. And so I was looking at it and I also Googled it on Instagram so that I could, you know, see if they had an Instagram page. And sure enough, SCAD Creed came up. And so I saw a flyer that said that they were doing dinner on Sunday. So I went.
Sunday dinners. Sunday dinners.
No, yay. Was Rua your first event, though?
No.
It wasn't?
No, it was Sunday dinner before that.
Before Sunday. Yeah. I didn't go to that.
I didn't
go to that first Sunday.
I wasn't. Actually,
I think I would have been a little
too intimidated.
Yeah, I don't think you were because there was like nobody there.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of people at the table because the table was smaller because we weren't expecting people to be there.
I wasn't there, you're right, because my parents were still in town and I went to the Basilica with them. That's why.
Yeah. And I think I moved in that Saturday, like to my house. So
like 2 days before the first day of
class. Moved in Saturday, so that's probably why I didn't come. I was unpacking. Getting ready for the first day of school.
Yeah, I don't think I ran into Sydney until, like, first week or so of school, because I remember I'd been going to the cathedral with my parents when we were still moving in, but then it was, like, my first time going to Mass completely alone. And then I run into Sydney on the way out, and there's all this free merch, and she's like, hey, you should come to free dinner. And I was like, well, you know, back home at my parish, Father Shea always says, if it's free, it's for me. So
that's a great college motto.
Yeah, absolutely. Always.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meow.
Meow.
What was that?
So,
who was that?
Once I saw Sydney laughing in my peripheral vision, I started laughing because I was like, I can't.
I can't even look over there. I can't even look at her.
She went like this.
I heard a meow and I was waiting for if anyone else heard her. If I was going crazy.
Wait, who was that then?
I'm like, hello?
Where is it?
Who was that then?
I don't think it was.
I think it was a truck.
It was a person.
That was where.
I think it was a truck.
I don't even see. I don't know. The windows are all closed.
Maybe the cat's in the room.
Kitty.
Kitty, kitty. No, we don't have a pet cat. No,
Creed cat.
Creed cat. Oh my gosh.
What would we name the cat?
Kitty. Yeah. What would
if there was a Creed cat?
If we had a mascot.
If we, well, we have.
But like
Hope
the bee.
Art the bee needs to get out of here.
Hobart the bee. What?
How
that?
Dare you?
We need to put a picture of Hobart the bee as the cover of our podcast. Hobart the bee.
Hobart the bee. Yes.
What are? Would the cat name be?
Ariel.
Gabriel.
He'd be a brother.
I feel like that is a cat name for some reason.
Well, what about like Wally?
What does that have to do with
Yeah, what does that
like,
have to
like,
do with
like,
what does that have
our founder and...
Oh, Wallace.
Yeah, Wallace. Okay, I'm thinking Gabriel.
True, she does have Gabby.
Or well, what if it's a girl? Gabby. We have so many Gabbies.
Gabe and Gabby. They're twins.
We do have Gabbies. We already have Gabby.
We have Gabby.
So we should get a boy cat
Gabriel.
And name him Gabriel.
Should we get just three of them?
If we had a girl, it would be Edith.
Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel. Ooh. Sydney's saying no cats.
No cats.
What?
Oh, what if we got
can take turns.
We can take turns.
Yeah, I'll pitch
the cat
in.
Off. We don't even have a room yet.
The kitty
yeah,
kitty.
Guys,
the cat doesn't care.
We're recording currently in
Our
a place.
Yeah, our campus ministry room, and once we get it a little touched up, no, you can't.
There's literally, guys.
Is it on 0.5?
Guys, fund us, please, and we can get a real room.
This is a real room.
There are three holes in our ceiling.
I have all the pieces. They're just
we just need a
ceiling. Yeah, so everyone, if you like this podcast, follow us so we can repair our room. Let's go.
Let's go.
And send
us money. If we all came in here collectively, like, did it. Like, all of us.
We could have it done in, like, 20 minutes.
That's what I told Sydney.
Like, literally 20 minutes.
We could make content.
Make content out of it.
Yeah.
Yo.
I'll be some interior decorating.
Honestly, there's a mini fridge right there. Like, that could be so good.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't think it's
we need like, we need to, like, step on it. Because we would actually, there would probably be people in here all day. Like, at random times.
Yeah. I would come in here.
I would live here.
I would, yeah.
I would live here.
I would sleep over.
Oh, yeah,
like,
sleep over.
Give us a passcode for, like, 24 hours.
Wait, how do we get... Wait.
Or, like, just
locked,
drop, though. How do
write
we get
on a piece
here?
Of paper and drop it on accident?
So then you could, like, lock us in here. We take our nap, and then early in the morning you come pick us up.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're in here, and I left, you could let other people.
You're
not allowed to leave.
No one in, no one out.
I'm
working here too, though. Like,
Yeah.
Move out of the office?
Too. Yeah, she can get that corner.
the corner by the corner. Yeah. All the cardboard stuff. Next question.
Next question.
I'm ready.
Yes.
Okay, so the next thing I was thinking was...
Pause.
Go ahead.
Just so much.
No, I just wanted to tip it up more.
Point it up.
Continue.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next question.
So we talked about what led you to SCAD, just in general and overall. So basically, what led you to SCAD Creed, or like your evolution of faith? Like, from, like, maybe middle school, then, like, all 4 years of high school, what that looked like, and then now in college.
Okay, I'll start.
No, I'll start.
Yeah, okay, so I went to Catholic school from pre-kindergarten all the way through eighth grade. So I was raised Catholic. I never believed anything else than Catholicism. I was always Catholic. I loved my religion. Mm-hmm. And then in high school, I kind of fell out of my religion. I was still going to mass every weekend with my family, but I was still going through the motions, really. I wasn't dedicated to my faith like I used to be. I knew that God was real, so I never doubted that, but I just kind of got away from him. So I wasn't putting effort into our relationship, I should say. But now that I'm in college, I have made it a goal of mine to devote myself to my faith, as it's so important to me. And, you know, during my years at community college, I kind of realized that that was super important to me. And that's when I decided to continue devoting myself to my faith.
That's awesome, yeah. Okay, there's I can go. Also, yay. It's just another chaotic tale again, honestly. But chaos. So it is. I just can't escape it. But I also went to Catholic school from kindergarten until senior year of high school. But I was raised Jewish. So I was also going to Hebrew school and Sundays and everything with that. Bar and bat mitzvah. All of that.
I want to go to one.
It's fun.
I feel like it looks fun.
It's fun. It's a big the service, not so much. Okay. I was telling Sydney the other day, actually. She was like, oh, I forgot what we were talking about exactly. Something about the mass was long. Maybe the Easter vigil. How it's long. And I was like, it's okay. My bat mitzvah was like 7 hours. Like when you're that ceremony is like long.
Okay, so I wouldn't do the ceremony, I just go to the
Yeah, that's what most of my friends did. I was like, the real ones showed up to my ceremony.
Oh.
The real ones showed up to the ceremony. Everyone was giving the party. And of course, more people.
I went to a ceremony, and it was beautiful. But they're, it was long.
They're very long.
I am fake, sorry. I would just go to your...
It's okay. A lot of people just went to the party. It's fine. But I will say, faith, like, growing up, we did all the Jewish traditions and everything, but faith wasn't really like centered in our family. Like we practiced the traditions and we said the prayers, but other than that, like there was no grace before meals or like wasn't taught growing up. Like when like certain things of like outside of going to synagogue, like how to incorporate it into your house. Mm-hmm. It was never something that stemmed in our family, I guess. Maybe I just wasn't a part of it, but from what I can tell, no, like it wasn't practice that we all shared. So it just kind of became like something I didn't even think about almost because I wasn't surrounded by that except for at school, and school contradicted what I was learning over here. So I was kind of like being pulled from the arms in two different directions my whole life. And I think my senior year of high school, this summer camp that I went to when I was younger, a Christian summer camp, reached out to me to go back and be a counselor. And I was kind of iffy about it at first, but there was just, of course, like something drawing me there. Mm-hmm. And I will say my first year was very difficult at that camp. And going back the next year was literally God pushing me to go back because everything in me wanted to like restrain from going back. But now that I'm glad that I did, and I even went back for a third year, and I'll be going back for my fourth summer this year because I know every year, it's not like I'm going to get something out of it, but there's a purpose in me going there. Mm-hmm. And each year incrementally, I like grew closer to God through like the Christian way and kind of the low-key way we did things there. But this year there was a girl there who was able to bring a different Catholic perspective into my life, and we became very close. And it was just not the Catholic that I grew up around. It was what Catholicism is to its core, its history, its tradition, and what it means to be someone that emulates that kind of life and love throughout. So that kind of like intrigued me a little bit more. And then I already knew like coming into SCAD, like after summer, okay, I'm going to look. And that's when I looked it up on Instagram, found it. Here I am, and hopefully converting in the next cycle. Isn't it in the fall, September?
It's usually around Easter.
Yeah, but you have to start the classes.
You have to start RCIA classes.
Yeah. So yeah.
Nice.
Wow, beautiful.
Yay. Claire, follow up after that.
Okay. Yeah, you set the bar.
Told you it was a lie.
You set the bar high.
No, I
didn't. I guess I have to start my, you know, journey as a Catholic with my parents, because when my parents got engaged, my dad, he was Catholic, raised Catholic. A very devoted family, but my mom, she was Protestant, so that was a big, huge concern for them, being, you know, from different religions. And, you know, they decided that, you know, before they got married, that they wanted to, you know, work that out. And they were very, very they were very, very dedicated to figuring that out because they cared about each other. And if you, you know, really love someone, then you want to figure those kinds of things out in that way. And so eventually my mom, you know, looked into the Catholic faith, and she was very, you know, inspired by that, by her Catholic ministry at college that she was going to. And so she decided that, you know, she wanted to go through RCIA. And so they got married, and she started going through RCIA. And as she was going through RCIA, that's when she had me. But she waited to get me baptized because she didn't want me to be baptized before she was, you know, within the Catholic faith herself. And so within a very, very small time frame, she was admitted into the Catholic Church and I was baptized. And so that's kind of where it all started. As her faith continued to grow stronger too, she kind of led me and my two younger siblings with her in that journey. And I think it's been pretty great and pretty formational to my own faith, to my own journey in faith, to be going through that with my parents. So yeah, that's a big part of it. I also move around a lot since my dad is in the Navy, so military brat here. That experience of, you know, moving around every 2-3 years, I think was very, very formational for my faith also, because it taught me a reliance on my family and on God. So, yeah, I think that has kind of only grown here now that my family is across the country and I know I'm not on my own because I have the Creed community and I have my relationship with God. So yeah.
So there are definitely so here at Creed, we definitely have things on Friday. Is it once a month? We have Rua and, we also have adoration on Fridays. Then on Sundays, we have our evening mass at Sacred Heart, and then we have free meals, which will end up turning into either watching the Oscars or the Super Bowl or game night.
Who knows?
It turns always into something all the time. Or hide and seek.
Yeah,
which is a great adventure.
Great adventure with the scary music.
With the scary
in the dark.
Music. And doesn't that
and Will
your
screaming?
That's the experience.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
I thought it was kind of fun.
It's fun, but
she
I'm a security cat.
Hard mode and only used her red light on her watch last time in the dark. And
we never found McKenna.
We never.
She's good.
We never found McKenna. McKenna was hiding in one of the closets on the third floor.
The wardrobe. I told you.
Third floor.
The Narnia wardrobe.
And we're just like, well, I thought y'all checked up there.
I did. She was hiding in a corner.
A dark corner.
A dark corner. Anyways. Sundays, Fridays.
My question was going to go towards, how do you fit so you know how like there's work-life balance? How do you the faith and academic balance of being full on college student and then also fitting your faith in between those weekdays and long weekends with like finals, midterms, and long classes?
Well, personally, I feel like Sunday dinner is like mandatory for me.
Yeah.
And so like if I'm not going to Sunday dinner, then I'm either sick or out of town. So
you've made it a commitment.
Yeah, I've made a commitment to go to every Sunday dinner, and then I try to go to every Friday, especially when we have a speaker or adoration, but sometimes I don't make it depending on my workload.
I agree. And I think with the work-life balance, you have to kind of figure out where your priorities are. Because at the end of the day, like, your assignment's not more important than your relationship with God and where you want to take your life. And that's, like, a given. So if, of course, things come up, like, I've definitely had to miss a few things because I'm like, oh, no, I've, like, forgot a project. But again, yeah, Sunday dinner and mass is, like, an absolute must. But it's really, like, are you willing to just put put that in front of other things. It's mm-hmm. at the end of the day, that's not a hard choice, and it shouldn't be a hard choice.
I think also finding ministries to like schedule a time frame and working around that can be. Is everything okay?
Because she's doing this, you should just. I guess we can also.
What is my stomach growl and I hit the mic picked it up.
You're like on such a serious topic and all
I hear see Grace look.
I know I'm dying in the corner. I couldn't
figure out what funny happened.
I know, I couldn't figure out. Like,
it wasn't the meowing this time at least.
Wait,
Claire,
Gabriel? Oh yeah, yeah. I think also finding time to dedicate to specific ministries. So, yes, SCAD Creed, we go to SCAD dinners, we go to Ruah, but also William, Grace, and I, we go to the choir practices, mm-hmm. so we go to Mass earlier to brush up on the singing, whatever hymns and or psalms we're going to be singing for the Mass. I feel like... you know, that can help with that balance in a way that where it's like that dedicated time window to, you know, spend in prayer, spend with God, spend with the church community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely like where the placement of our activities are because they're like towards the end of the week. Mm-hmm. Whenever you should theoretically, if you're a good student, yeah. have most of your work done. Theoretically.
Theoretically, always. Mm-hmm. Always theoretical.
So that's like kind of how you live your faith within Creed, but how do you live it outside of Creed on campus and around campus, whether that's in like your dorms or living spaces, or if it's just like walking to your classes, stuff like that?
I didn't hear the question.
Faith outside of
living yeah. faith outside of
living faith outside
in
of Creed,
your personal spaces. Mm-hmm. I know for me, at least, specifically for Lent, because this has become like a family tradition over the past few years as my family's been, you know, and my family and I have been trying to, you know, strengthen our connection with God, like as a group, and with each other. We've been doing nightly rosaries for Lent. So every single night before we sit down and go do our own thing or watch TV or read our books, we sit down and we do a full rosary. And I've continued that tradition now over Lent. You know, setting that time aside to be with God. So, you know, before bed, before I sit down and do my own thing, I sit down, I do a full rosary, whatever dedications I have. And yeah, that's kind of what I do personally.
Yeah, I, outside of going to church on Sundays and coming to Creed on Fridays and Sundays, I typically read my Magnificat every day. I try to get to it every day. Sometimes I don't, but, you know, nobody's perfect. So I, you know, read that, and actually, funny story, I've been called by God to read it in class because... The first time I did, because I was, you know, running late on it in the morning, and so I didn't get to it until I got to class. And so I pulled it out, and I was reading it, and my friends in that class were, you know, chatting amongst themselves, and then they said something like, oh, Grace is meditating. And then I finished praying, and then I looked up at them and realized they were still looking at me. And then I said, oh, sorry, I was praying. And they started laughing. And so then I felt God really calling me to pray for them. And even that day, the scripture was, it said, pray for those that scoff and mock the Lord and those who laugh. And so I thought that was really interesting that God kind of said that.
Yeah.
So he told me to pray for them and to, you know, continue to read my Magnificat around them. So, yeah.
Yeah, God works in mysterious ways. Yeah. I've heard that a few times.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, mine's kind of similar. I try and incorporate it as much as I can. I'm a very visual person, and I'm, like, out of sight, out of mind for me, right. Like, very strongly. So I have to place, like, visual reminders everywhere. Like, I leave my Bible open on my bed, like, every day, because it's, I can't get into bed without picking it up, and I can't get out of bed without picking it up, and it's right there. And same with, like, talking to people about it. Some people have questions. I will say a lot of the girls in my class are more open to, like, hearing about it, especially they had no idea, like, what I told them about, like, Sundays recently, and they were just more curious. Some of them they were like, oh, I might want to, like, come with it. I'm like, you should come, like, come with me. But talking to people about it and my journey and just trying to be that person that the girl at camp was for me, because that's what really drew me in. And it's just, if I can be that person that gets someone to, like, this person is this way, what does she do in her life that, like, kind of helps make her that way? I'm curious and kind of, so that's kind of just who I try to be, so that spread that to others and bring it back. But of course, like, the prayer, daily prayer, and of course before meals, it's hard to remember sometimes, but I'm getting better at it.
With the booming music in the hive.
Not in the hive. More of like, I'm a big, like, I will literally eat my, like, little bowl of salad while I watch something, and I'll start it, and I'm eating it, and I'm like, oh gosh. I'll literally pause it, like, because I'm not gonna be like, oh no, like, maybe next time. Like, no. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna pause it, say my prayer, and then I'll just continue. It's just like a rewiring.
Lines.
You're going, bless us, oh Lord, and then it's in the background, it's the final countdown.
Yeah, at the hive, you just hear Chapel Roan saying hot to go, and you're like, bless us, oh Lord.
And HOTDOGO.
Yeah, wow, that's how, like, oh dear. Like,
oh, I wouldn't remember.
Yeah, what's with the music at the hive?
Yeah,
never been.
Hey,
I was supposed to go that one night. Exactly. We were yapping.
Yeah,
we left at like 10:30.
Oh my god,
Father even checked to make sure we were okay, because he had come to the church and was leaving, and we were still parked there.
Wait, what? What did we do that? Was it the
Lord's pilgrimage?
Yeah, it was after the pilgrimage.
Oh,
I'm like, I have an extra meal swipe, Emmy, if you want to come join.
And I did. And they called me. After we left, I checked my phone. I had like 3 missed calls.
Yeah,
I was like,
we all called. Oh, we were like, I guess she's not coming.
I felt so bad.
Car, and then we had to get the stuff from Emmy's car to put in my car. And then when we walked to my car, I was like, oh, let me drive you back to your car. But wait, I got to go in the church first. So we went to turn off the lights. We came out. Father was coming in, so we started talking to him.
And then we started.
And then by the time we got to her car, it was done.
There was too many things going on.
We were done.
Yeah, I apologize for that. You guys got to take me there one day, though.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Okay. Sushi. Whenever there's...
There's never sushi.
Well, someone said...
They lie to us.
Yeah, the sushi bake, we were there, gone. Nothing.
There's probably nothing.
There is a sushi bowl. Don't get it. It's kind of gross.
The poke bowl?
And, more or less. It was white rice.
Hey, William.
Huh?
Can I have some of those pretzels on the table?
On the podcast.
Why not?
Meow.
Yeah, like
what's y'all's favorite Bible verse? Oh. Yes.
For his kindness is everlasting, or for his mercy endureth forever. Whichever translate floats your boat.
Whatever translate floats your boat.
Mine is love is patient, love is kind.
That reminded me for some reason of The Help. We just
watched it last night. Still on the mind.
It's an emotional roller coaster. What's your favorite verse?
Probably basic answer, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm-hmm. Philippians 4:13.
What? Does your computer do yoga?
My computer can do yoga.
Mine does that too.
You guys can't see it, but it's
what?
chat. What do we?
No.
Not chat.
Don't skibbity with me.
No.
We're keeping
no that. Chat. No, can we not use brain rot?
No brain rot, here? Please. I beg. No.
What's your literacy. Least favorite brain rot?
All of them.
Yeah.
All yeah. of them.
No, my least favorite brain rot word is yap with Jesus. Matthew was just
talking. Oh, we were talking.
He kept probably. Saying yap with Jesus, like as in referring to prayer, and he's like, I don't think my prayer is yap with Jesus. He does not like that.
Though. No, I don't like that. Yeah, unfortunately.
Questionable. Anyways, let's talk about Lent. Okay, so basically, what is Lent, guys?
But Lent like, is preparation for you.
What does Lent mean to you?
No.
No, well, we could go with the dictionary version.
Good, like go ahead, whatever comes off the top of mind. 40 days, no.
The Advent for Easter. You know, the the time we spend preparing for Easter, for the celebration of Christ's resurrection and cleansing our souls, etc., etc. Yeah.
Nice. Very that's real.
Keep it, noise. Keep
it. Noise.
Simple. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, after right, after we're done with the podcast, who wants to...
You can't talk about that while we're doing the podcast.
Who wants to run out. To like a gas station or something and get snacks?
Yeah, okay. Hungry.
Yeah, I
actually
left my dinner.
I
just ordered some pizza.
Oh,
that's just pizza.
No,
no carbies.
Oh, no carbies no for carbies. You. What do you eat?
What?
What?
I only you eat you carbs
for lunch or something.
No.
Oh.
No, she's trying to be, get those gains.
Oh.
The food, she eats the food of the spirit.
Wow.
I would love it if you did.
Can we get
there was
snacks?
No pizza in the Garden of Eden.
There was no pizza in the Garden of Eden. You're right.
Man you're does right. not live on bread alone.
But with cheese and pasta sauce.
Pasta, that's been the hardest.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in love. Big pasta. I can eat pasta every day.
Guys, you're making me hungry. I know.
Yeah, same. Anyways. Anything. So Ash Wednesday was a few days ago. I was surprised about how many people were wearing ashes at SCAD.
Same.
Were any of y'all?
Yeah, it can definitely be difficult, I think, especially in a community like SCAD to, you know, find that.
What's happening over?
Cindy looks like she's gonna cry, or if she smelled a bad fart.
Try not to make anybody laugh.
Turn around. And
that's
go
not helping.
Like that.
To find those connections. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Creed has brought up a really good community where you get to connect on a faith-based level. But also, you make friends out here. Out here? What?
Yep,
we're out here
in the wild.
Out guys. Here in the wild. Yeah, you just make good friendships. Like, Claire and I, we have, like, our own little freshman group chat gang that we hang out with every other weekend, practically. We watch a lot of movies, eat a lot of popcorn, go to carnival, the whole thing.
Today was my first time at carnival, though.
Yeah, it was her first time. You haven't been. Have you been to carnival?
It is worth it. Okay. It is great.
It is the best dining hall out there. Do y'all have dining meal plans?
I have dining dollars left.
Carnival question mark.
Can we?
Yeah.
Right now?
No.
I'm so hungry.
This weekend.
It's far. It's like 10 minutes.
It's at Monty.
Oh.
Are we living at Monty?
Respectfully, no dining hall food is better than.
So I don't know where that Lent thing was going, where Ash Wednesday thing was going.
We'll find out.
But you'll find out next episode. There may be some different people. So bye.
See ya. Thanks for listening.
Yay.